RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550. Tee to Green on WGR is presented by Woods to Wedges, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
Good Saturday morning. It is now September as we welcome you in to Tee to Green every Saturday right here on WGR Sports Radio 550. We have gone for a full circle here on our tour this year. We've been at golf courses and different places golf-related across Western New York and Pennsylvania and out east. And now we are back where we started, back in March, back in the WGR studios here for our final show of the season. It has gone fast, and we appreciate you being with us today or throughout our campaign here for what is like our 15th consecutive year of being on the air. Brian Colziel here. Kevin Sylvester is at TPC Boston for the Dell Technologies Championship. We'll check in with him at 7:30. He's there for PGA Tour Radio. With me in studio, as we always have on our panel, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Brian. September 1st, and the morning felt like it. It's starting to get that, I've been hearing, the elite season. Yeah, it feels very nice in the mornings around here.
Was driving down Maple on our way here into our Amherst studios and past Audubon Golf Course. And
the layers of fog.
The fog about a foot off the ground through the whole course. It had a good look to it.
Yeah, it is nice. I spent about 8 hours on a riding mower yesterday at the golf course and noticing, yeah, the leaves are starting to turn just on the edges. Some of the trees, you're starting to see them in the fairways and stuff. It's great, though. It's my favorite time of year to play golf. We aerified our greens 2 weeks ago almost, and the greens will be good. This will be a wonderful, wonderful season to play golf, hopefully. Hopefully it goes into November.
Absolutely. Coming up on the show here, as we said, Kevin is working PGA Tour Radio this week, so if you tune in, you'll hear him. He's actually following Tiger. He was yesterday, and will be again today. We'll get you updated on what's going on that at 7:30 with the FedEx Cup playoffs. We have an interview with Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. David Petronic is joining us coming up at 7:15, so we'll learn a little bit about what's going on in there for as they get set for the fall season. The Ryder Cup announcements of three of the four picks will be on Tuesday. So Jeff and I will tell you who we would pick, and of course our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, and more information on the Western New York PGA Week. But you mentioned fall golf, you mentioned aerating the greens, A lot of courses in the area, as you said, some might have just done it or are going to be doing it, and it inevitably comes with groans from golfers of, oh, or, you know, and the only thing I would say for golf people listening, golf courses, golf pros, or who, you know, golf shop people listening, the only thing I would say from the golfer side of things is if you can just communicate it, I think, to your players or your members, you know, the best way you can. I think that helps. But inevitably, as you know, people will complain about it. But it's an important thing to do.
Wait, golfers don't complain, just so you know. I've never heard one.
That's right.
Right.
Can just the quick version of why it's necessary, because of course they're going to complain about it. No, you know,
I understand,
we want to put
too.
A perfect green.
Yeah, and I understand. If you don't know then and you're surprised by it, then that could be frustrating if you headed out to the golf course and they're not in their best condition. Basically, what happens is all that decaying material goes down into the root system, near the root system of the grass, and it causes a layer of thatch. Now, thatch stays wet longer. So if you get rain, it doesn't evaporate, or it does, you know, your green will stay wet and moist longer, which breeds disease and hot temperature. Also makes the greens a little spongier and softer and less smooth. And when they dry out, it's slower to re-moisturize, as you know, they're hydrophobic, they're called. So it becomes harder to get water to the roots, and it also blocks proper drainage from the green. So it's a necessary evil. And if you think, you know, we're doing 34,000 rounds at Glen Oak this year, it's 34,000 people walking across your greens every year. That's putting a lot of compaction and stress on the grass. This alleviates a lot of that, and then when they come back, they're actually better. I mean, if you play in the fall after an aerification, that's typically when your greens will be the best they will be all year, or often they can be. It is a necessary evil. You have to do it twice a year minimum. You know, usually that works for most facilities in this area. And you know, this time of year is the best time to do it. Most clubs will do it probably Tuesday because Labor Day weekend, and then they aerate their greens. So then.
Heavy weekend of play this weekend.
You know, it depends on your club and your facility. There's a lot of people that don't play. It's actually typically a little bit quieter this weekend because so many people have family plans, or it's the last weekend before school and all these other things. So there's a little bit less golf than on a typical weekend. But it is a necessary evil, and this time of year they do come back rather quickly, though. Cool nights and warm sunny days helps the grass grow a lot faster. Ours are almost back to being perfect.
7:05 here on Tee to Green. Brian Colziel, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis in studio with us, producer Derek Kramer as well. Kevin Sylvester is at TPC Boston for the Dell Technologies Championship. We'll check in with him at 7:30. Tee to Green is presented by the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Michelob Ultra, Custom Turf, and our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantera, and Briarwood. Speaking of Custom Turf, if you didn't see it this week, I tweeted out some pictures yesterday. Custom Turf and Steve Beatty came in and
that looked really cool. Yeah,
took care of my backyard with a putting green. Oh, it is amazing, Jeff. Just awesome. They did a phenomenal job.
Think of how your home value just went up too, by the way.
I know.
It really does look cool. He does. Yeah. I mean, I felt the same way when he did my basement. You know, it's just, wow. I'm super lucky to have this inside my house. I toyed with the idea of an outside one, which would have been fun too. But you're going to use that, just especially your son.
He's been out there. Well, we had to make an adjustment yesterday. Our back floodlight points on our patio. I had to twist it, so now it points on the putting green.
Yeah.
He's out there late at night putting.
You'll know where to find him. When you look around, he's not around. When you're at that, it's just let him be creative and let him have fun and hit all different kinds of shots with all different types of clubs. It's just such a neat asset to have in your backyard if you really love golf. That's going to be fun for you guys. You're going to have a lot of memories chipping and putting around that thing for a long time.
Yeah, and the Custom Turf team did such a phenomenal job. I know that, you know, we've talked with Steve throughout the year here with his sponsorship of the show, but I mean, the crew worked phenomenally. And for those of you that just, you know, a quick version of the procedure of it, like, it's not just, you know, come out to the yard and lay down some turf on top of your grass.
Yeah,
like,
it's not a carpet you lay down.
No, it is a legit procedure. I mean, they dug down, he made drainage.
Yep.
Then they added stone. They compacted it in with some rollers. Then they added some limestone and some sand mix on top of that. Then they cut the cups.
Yep.
Then from there.
Well, then there's that plastic layer that goes underneath, right?
Right.
Yeah, so it doesn't freeze and thaw.
Right.
And, yeah,
so, I mean, it was legit work, and his crew were working very hard. And then, finally, you know, the layers of the green and the fringe and the rough, and then they put those beautiful pavers around it. Check out my Twitter feed at BrianWGR. Just some good pictures there. Or you can, if you want to see some other great things that they've done around the area, beyond even, maybe even if, you know, if you're not looking for maybe a putting green, maybe something for around your kid's playground, something for your dog, Or even if you're thinking of, you know what, I'd love to have a nice little walkway from my driveway up to my entrance to my house that's in pavers. Or CustomTurf.com is the website.
And I wonder how long it'll be. I mean, we're not even close yet before you... Artificial greens, you know, we just replaced the greens on a golf course with artificial greens that they'll react like real greens on the golf course, and you won't have to maintain them, and you replace them every 10 years or whatever it is.
It might be an alternative. Well, I know
there are facilities that do things like that.
Well, look at threes and stuff.
Yeah.
Your driving range at Glen Oak now has that wonderful strip that Custom Turf put in.
Right.
And look at how it behaves like grass now, how you can put the tee right in. I thought that was the coolest thing when you showed me that, how the tee went right in.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is we'll put a snow fence in front, and you know, so people don't go hit off the turf when we're trying to. And we watched a guy the other day talk about silly things. He was standing on the snow fence, putting the tee between the snow fence, hitting tee shots.
Nice.
Talk about dangerous. But, the technology gets better and better, and they wear forever and they drain beautifully. So I know there's some public and smaller par three facilities that have artificial greens. I wonder how long before like a premium facility they have enough technology to do. It'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
It'd be kind of fun to see. They don't react like it with full shots like regular turf does just yet.
Yeah. So. Yeah, if you haven't checked out my pictures of it from my backyard, check them out a couple of tweets ago on my timeline at Brian WGR. But yes, Steve, thank you very much. You and your crew, phenomenal work. And CustomTurf.com, check it out. If you ever thought about doing it, I was just blown away. I'm so glad that we did it. It's really cool. My son, of course, now will be busy for the next 10 years, and then I'm going to have to kick him out. He's going to not want to leave.
Well, then he'll be playing college golf, so
that's right.
Be fine.
That's right. Absolutely.
It was the 100 holes of golf was fun this week.
That's right. Yeah, we were at Glen Oak on Tuesday morning.
Yep.
Got there a little after 6, and you and I were a part of it.
Yep.
It was a group of 8 of us. We did a relay, and I know I got a couple of people asking me on Twitter, you know, how'd you guys play 100 holes so fast? We did a relay. So, you know, we're not going to sit up here and say we hit all 100 holes ourselves. But
no.
We did a relay, you and I and Tim Freeze from Glen Oak, and we had some others, including some veterans from the reason we did it.
Yep.
John from the PGA Hope program. So.
No, he's not. He's actually not from the PGA. He's from another program, but he's a student of mine over there. He's definitely a veteran, that's for
sure.
A good guy. He just learned. He really just got into golf this year, and he hit a lot of really good shots that day, and it was cool. So people don't understand. One person would hit the tee shot. Some would be waiting in the fairway on a cart. They'd hit the second shot. A person up by the green hit the chip and the putt. And then we just kept passing each other, trying to play. What did we play in 3 hours and 26 minutes? 100 holes of golf. Yeah, buzzing around on a cart.
It was fun.
I've never done anything like it. I was kind of nervous going in. Like, what's this going to be?
Right.
And it was really, really kind of fun and cool. Next year's going to be bigger and better. We're gonna raise more money for the veterans. So.
Yeah, that was really, really cool. Mm-hmm. Speaking of the Western PGA. Good segue here. They took care of that. Steve Barkowski, wonderful job with that event. Let's get to our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. It's brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. And since this is our last show of the season, you don't get Jeff's great advice every Saturday morning.
Yeah, lucky you.
That's right. We will be tweeting out more videos, and we will be doing podcasts during the off season. But if you're looking for Jeff's weekly tip, he's gonna give you a tip that'll last over the next few months here in terms of just kind of what to do heading into the fall and into the off season.
You know, this was always the best time to start making plans to be better next year. You know, you go out on a course with aerified greens, you're not going to grind out a score. You know, I'm not going to worry too much about my putting. So it's a really good time to try some different things in your golf course. One of the favorite things I like to do, and I think makes people a better player, is make a plan for your round. You know, if you usually hit fades, go out and try to hit all hooks. Or the other thing that's really good is just to go out and bring less golf clubs out there. Say you got 150 and that's an 8-iron for you. Why don't you go two irons down on every shot and hit a 6-iron instead of an 8-iron and hit chips and bunts and things like that. Work on your creativity, work on your shot making, or go the opposite way. Try to create some speed this fall. So if you're hitting an 8-iron from 150, try to hit your 9-iron. Try to move it back, hit it as hard as you can once in a while. Hit some different shots. Go out, play one club. You know, just anything you can do to get yourself a little bit out of your comfort zone. It's also a great time if there's a shot you're not comfortable with. You know, if you're not comfortable in the bunkers, really make that a strength. I always tried to, every off season, turn one weakness into a strength. If I wasn't a good bunker player, I wanted to come back next year feeling like I was one of the more confident bunker players out there. If I'm not making my three-footers or I'm missing my lag puttings, I'm going to work on that as hard as I can in the offseason and turn one of my weaknesses into a strength. But I do like the idea of going out there and just experimenting a little bit. You know, you go out with your buddies, you play the same way, you walk around, you do something different. You know, play from a different set of tees. Go to a forward tee. Go forward to the whites or the red tees and see what you do. Or go back to the back tees and see how your game fares. And, you know, switch up your, you know, anything you can to, you know, add a wedge. You know, are you carrying a 60-degree wedge in your bag? Do you have a lob wedge? You see, most good players have some sort of lob wedge. If you don't have a lob wedge, get yourself a lob wedge. Get fit, because it does make a difference getting fit for your wedges, how the sole interacts with the turf, et cetera, and how you flight the ball. And learn to use that. Hit that for every chance you get around the golf course this winter. Anything you can do to add some new element to your golf game this time of year, you've got two and a half months to really make that part of your game and expand your quiver there so you have more shots when you come into the next season.
Yeah, changing of the tees, I like that idea, because we've done that a couple times now, the last couple few times that I've played, and just even sometimes it's just one or two different clubs you'll hit on the approach shot. Or, you know, you might hit a different tee. You might hit driver versus maybe something, a hybrid off the tee, or a high iron or something like that. I mean, it's nice to have that kind of, it makes it fresh, I guess I would say. Especially if you're a member at a course and you play the same course quite a bit, that it kind of freshens it up for you.
I like people moving forward too, because what happens when you move forward, we call it tee it forward. There's that promotion through golf. It makes golf more fun. You're hitting more greens. You're putting for birdie more often. You make more pars. Another good thing you could do is get your equipment checked. Yeah.
That's right. Yep. And speaking of that, we're going to do that, talk about that right now. More on the West New York PGA Senior Championship results coming up here in just a few minutes. But David Petronic from Woods to Wedges is joining us here now on Tee to Green. Woods to Wedges is inside the Whirly Golf Dome and a presenting sponsor here of our Tee to Green show. David, good morning. It's Brian and Jeff here in studio. How are you?
I'm well, guys. How are you this morning?
We're great. So we were just talking about things to do for the fall and kind of get you ready for maybe even, you know, upcoming next year of the off season of golf. And Jeff is talking about different, you know, getting your wedges fit, and that's such an important thing to do. And I know that that's one of the things that you guys do over there. Can you just talk about maybe your view of the importance of getting fit properly for your clubs?
Yeah, I mean, getting fit for your clubs is really paramount at any level of play. And, you know, you want your clubs working for you. You don't want your clubs obviously working against you. And, you know, we do see especially beginner golfers using very, very dated clubs, old blades, very small heads, very difficult to hit. And, you know, just upgrading to current equipment, even equipment within the last 5 years, very beneficial for beginner golfers, intermediate golfers, advanced golfers, to make sure your equipment is working for you, not against you.
And one of the ways I see that, almost without exception, is parents get cut down their clubs for their kids. You know, I had a bunch of juniors from our junior program coming out to hit balls, and they got stiff shafted clubs that have been cut down. You know, the lie angles are bad, the grips are too big, there's no flex, the kids have almost no chance to hit a good shot with that, and it makes the game more difficult for them. And then they're not going to have fun, and then they're not going to want to play. You know, you don't have to buy 100 clubs, you know, $200 in clubs for your kids. You can go get one or two clubs to get your kids started, right?
Absolutely. My son, he's 7 years old, and he started hitting at the Dome in the last 2-3 years, and he has one fairway driver that we tee him up with. It's a U.S. kids club. It's properly sized, fit. The flex of the shaft is appropriate. The weight is appropriate. And he just loves, you know, wailing on that fairway driver off the tee peg there. And that's a good way to get started. Proper fundamentals, grip, alignment, stance, posture. Make sure that the club is sized correctly, the weight's correct. And, you know, get them going off on the right foot.
Yeah, they have a chart. It's real easy. You just go online and you measure the height. And
the U.S. Kids program, right?
Yeah. We don't want to promote them too much, but they do have a very nice product.
Yeah.
The other thing, David, talked about wedge fitting. You know, gap fitting for your wedges, getting the right bounce on your wedges. I know a lot of people just go and they see a Titleist Vokey wedge. Yeah, it's a nice wedge. They grab it. But that Vokey might have four I think they're up to four or five different sole configurations now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they use a letter system, Titleist, and it is very important how you deliver your wedge. If you're someone that's very shallow, a picker of the golf ball, you're not really interacting with the turf very steeply, you could benefit from a lower bounce wedge. If you're someone that hits down on it, takes pretty healthy divots, you want a higher bounce wedge. So just grabbing one off of the shelf might not be the best course of action. And we can kind of diagnose that using TrackMan with your attack angle numbers, how you're interacting, even with a mid-iron, can give us a clue as to what type of wedge would be appropriate for you regarding the bounce.
And the other thing is, here with our wet conditions in Western New York, typically spring and fall tend to be a little wetter. Very few people, I don't know if you've noticed the same thing, I put very few people in low bounce wedges unless they're a highly skilled player and it's a lob wedge. I don't very often put a low bounce sand wedge in anybody's hand. Do you?
If they're a person that I would say in general is a lower handicap player, they're very adept at hitting shots around the green. If they like to manipulate the club face, hit higher lofted shots, then I would maybe recommend a lower bounce wedge. What I do for wedge fittings is I like to have maybe one low bounce option for somebody to use and a mid to a high bounce option. And that way your game can travel from course to course. If you're in conditions that are firmer, you have firmer sand, where a lower bounce wedge would be appropriate, you have that option, whether it's your lob wedge or your sand wedge.
I remember
you're at a course with softer conditions or fluffier sand, you know, having that higher bounce wedge would be appropriate.
I remember hearing, we go to these Titleist seminars in the winter and learn about clubs and equipment, and Volke, he doesn't actually watch you hit the shots. He actually just listens how the ball interacts with the turf and then kind of works off that often while he's fitting people. The sound of a correctly hit golf shot with a wedge will tell you a lot, won't it?
Absolutely. I think in general, most people are afraid of their wedges because of the fear of hitting it heavy. I think most people are afraid to use the sole of the wedge to glide that under the ball, have that sole of the wedge interacting with the dirt under the golf ball. And that's kind of, when I'm giving wedge lessons or fittings, I talk about the sole of the wedge being the insurance policy for the club, the bounce that's built into it. Very great wedge player is Steve Stricker, and he uses the S-Grind Titleist wedge, which is kind of the mid-bounce. He has that very simple technique, and every single wedge shot he hits, he's using that sole of the wedge to bruise the turf under the golf ball. It prevents it from digging, and it's also very good out of the sand to get the ball up out of the sand easier.
David Petronic from Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome with us here on Tee to Green. Brian Colziel and PGA Pro Jeff Mitas here in our Amherst studios. David, I know that Jeff and I were talking about fall golf, and we know for some people they're going to play a lot less now. It's just kind of what happens with less daylight and maybe less options to play. Those maybe some people are starting to put the clubs away. I know you're thinking, you know what, there's still time. You can come in, and even if it is inside at Woods to Wedges, about, this is maybe a time to make a swing change. Jeff talked about, trying something new, and I know that, you've kind of talked with me about, hey, this, if you're going to do something with your game to try to improve it and work on it over the fall, the end of the fall and into the winter, like, maybe this is the time to kind of get it going.
Yeah, I mean, to make a major swing change, if you're someone that wants to work on your game, I view the off season as the improvement season. It's really a chance to, get a leg up on your competition. If you're a tournament golfer and you're trying to break through, using this season is a great way to kind of capture that and take advantage of the time that you have. What's nice is there's not a lot of tournaments this time of year. There's no pressure to playing your club championship the next week or your big invitational tournament. You can really dedicate the time necessary to working on your game, improving, and hitting the ground running next year.
David, I know that, for those, again, might be hearing about Woods to Wedges here for the first time, just the beyond the TrackMan, other things that you can do inside the Whirly Golf Dome at Woods to Wedges. I know you can work on getting your putter fit right for you, the Sam Putt Lab. And of course, beyond even just getting new golf clubs for yourself, even something as simple as, I know something that I always need to do more, and we always stress it enough, but just even regripping your clubs to make sure that you do that.
Yeah, absolutely. We're a full-service golf shop. We offer a full selection of repair work, and I would highly recommend, if you're an avid golfer, you play, you know, even once or twice a week, check your golf grips. I mean, that's your only form of connection with the golf club. If your grips are slippery, if they're worn out, you're not doing yourself a favor. So I would highly recommend, you know, this time of year, checking your clubs, bring them in, and that way you can start off the new season or your practice season with brand new grips, so we can make sure your grip is correct, make sure your swing is correct, and make sure you're doing the correct things.
Yeah. David Petronic from Woods to Wedges. You can go see David or Kevin or Donna inside. They do a great job inside the Whirly Dome there at Woods to Wedges. David, we really appreciate your guys' support of Tee to Green. Thanks for coming on, and we'll, of course, be seeing you soon inside the Whirly Golf Dome there at Woods to Wedges.
Absolutely. Appreciate what you guys do, and thanks again for having me.
Great. Thanks, David. David Petronic from Woods to Wedges. Go check him out. The best spot for equipment, no doubt about it.
Yeah, only Donna touches my golf clubs. It's kind of been that way for a long time.
Yeah.
She's good.
I know. Yeah, I said, let me put new grips on it for you, Jeff. You're like, nope.
No,
I don't know what.
Well, I can put my own grips on. Yeah. If I'm getting shafts or bending them, it's Donna. Yes.
That's right. No, she does a wonderful job. Before we go to break here and bring in Kevin Sylvester from TPC Boston. Before we had David on, we were talking about the West York PGA events. We did the 100 holes. We did also the tip of the week, of course, but at Chautauqua Golf Club over the last 2 days, the West New York PGA Senior Championship was held, and John Hecker from Brook Lee ends up winning 6 under par over 2 days. Kurt Stauffer from Pine Acres finished second. Third place went to Steve Barber from Locust Hill, and fourth to Mike O'Connor from the Kakwa Club in Erie. And that also now qualifies some of these gentlemen for the Western New York to move on, right? To try to play at Oak Hill next year, right?
And Freezer is an alternate, I know. Tim Freeze. Yeah, so now they go down to Florida. I think it's in November. And if they get through there, they get to the Senior PGA Championship, as Kirk Stauffer and Tim have done from our section recently. And
they go to Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Port St. Lucie.
The end of October, actually.
Right, where Hecker actually lives during the winter. So he'll have, as does O'Connor and Stauffer. Wait a second. Those guys are going to have an advantage down there. And then if they get through there, they qualify. They'll be at the Senior PGA Championship, which is at Oak Hill next May. And we're rooting for all of them. All good friends, all good buddies. And I saw the picture, so I got to call and pick on them because they look old and fat. So.
Awesome. That's the way to be supportive, Jeff.
That's what I have to do. I have to pick on my friends.
That's
when,
right.
When I have the
That shows you have a good, comfortable relationship with them. Absolutely.
Plus, they're in a different market. They're in Rochester right now, probably not listening. Yeah.
Listen, our GR signal comes in loud and clear in
Rochester.
That's
right. It does. My mistake.
That's right. They're always listening to you, Jeff. Everyone is listening. Derek has to. He's getting paid to.
I can see the joy in his face as I look through the glass.
Every Saturday morning when he wakes up early to come in to hear your voice.
He loves remotes, doesn't he?
Oh, yes. All right. Time out here. When we come back, speaking to somebody you love to listen to, Kevin Sylvester.
Yes.
Coming up next, live at TPC Boston. We'll break down the FedEx Cup playoffs. Kevin was following Tiger yesterday, so we'll find out what that was like.
I bet that's a show.
As we come back right here on Tee to Green, our final show of the season. Yes, one to go. PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. I'm Brian Colziel. Derek Kramer producing. Thanks for being with us. More Tee to Green coming up. .732, welcome back. Tee to Green, rolling on our final show of the season. Thanks for David Petronic from Woods to Wedges joining us last segment. Talk about some things to do as we head into the fall. Brian Colziel, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis here in our studios. Derek Kramer producing. And as you heard, it is time for the check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. They are at the Dell Technologies Championship at TPC Boston. Justin Rose is your leader. One round in. Why? Well, because of the Labor Day. They play this Friday through Monday. That's something different. I like it. Gives us something to watch on Monday with the Monday finish. Russell Knox is one back, as it is Abraham Anser, also one back. They are at -5. But again, it's only one round in. And, of course, a lot on the line for some Ryder Cup players, which Jeff and I will talk about in the final segment. But Let's bring in the third man of our team, Kevin Sylvester. He is at TPC Boston, working very hard this week for PGA Tour Radio. Kevin, you were following Tiger yesterday, which means I know you were working hard. That's physical work to follow him.
Yeah, you're hustling.
Yeah, the only other time I've been on Tiger's side, it was actually the very first event I worked for the PGA Tour. That was back in 2014 at the Honda Classic, and that was the event he got hurt in, right? So
yeah.
Third round. So, I've been at other events. I just haven't had the assignment of Tiger Woods, so I was looking forward to that. And it did not disappoint as far as maneuvering through the gallery. Matter of fact, he started his round early. We came on the air at 1 p.m., so I got the last six holes of his round. And the very first hole, some fan wouldn't move for me, so I had to step around, and there's a curb right there, and I roll my ankle.
Oh, boy.
This is not a good start. But like Serena Williams last night in tennis, I was able to persevere on and finish fine. But you know what? It's neat, the energy in the crowd. See the kids, who know Tiger Woods is, to follow him. It was not his best golf, but I think it was the best score he could have possibly had. Matter of fact, I asked him that after the round. The one over par is the best score you could have had today, given where some of your shots ended up. And he said, yeah, absolutely. And he just, we talk about his driving and his putting so much, guys. Those were fine yesterday. He was in the top 20 in both categories. For the tournament, it was the second shot, the approach to the greens. He was tied for 89th. There's 98 players here.
And he's been good.
Yeah,
that's his strength,
usually. Did he go back to, did he switch putters again?
Yes, he did. He used that Scotty Cameron blade, and, he went to the Fang, if you will. I'm not sure the exact model of Odyssey putter he was using, but it's a TaylorMade putter. He has an equipment contract with TaylorMade, and it's a TaylorMade blade style putter. And he went back to that yesterday and putted well.
Yeah, I think that, him getting all three phases of his game, I mean, he would have won the PGA Championship, you could argue, had he just been able to have been good off the tee. He was good putting. His approach shots were money. We've seen tournaments earlier in the year, Kevin, where he was in contention and everything was there, but he was like dead last in the field in putting in some of these events. It seemed as though when he gets one figured out, something else ends up slipping up, and welcome to golf for everybody.
I was going to say, who does that sound like? Yeah, all of us, right?
But we know obviously he's capable of it. Can he just get it all together? I mean, I wonder. Again, he's got all this golf he's got to play. His plan obviously is to play in the remaining playoff events here, and he's hoping the Ryder Cup as well. So he's got a lot of golf ahead of him here. So there is time to straighten it out, but also, there's the factor of he's playing a lot of golf. I wonder how that plays into it.
Well, let's first say he doesn't have to hope he's playing the Ryder Cup. I mean, that announcement's coming Tuesday, and or Monday after the tournament, he'll be in.
Yeah. You got any inside info?
Well, no. I'm just I just can't see any.
I agree.
Possibility where he and Phil are not on the team. Let's say you have Ricky Fowler, too, who's not playing again this week due to his oblique injury. Who knows if Ricky will be able to go. There's pictures in baseball of oblique injuries that are out in months.
Yeah.
So,
About last week, Kevin, DeChambeau wins. And, when we, the three of us, have been discussing it over the last few shows, we had thought maybe DeChambeau's on the outside looking in, but now he wins last week at the Northern Trust, and he's definitely back into the race. And, he was the guy right on the cut line. He was ninth in the points of the automatic standing. So, if you go based upon what they've earned, you can make the argument for him. And I know we've argued the others, but now the other argument is, you want who's playing hot. Well, now you can check that box for Bryson, too.
Well, yeah, Bryson's in. I think the three that you'll hear this week are Bryson, Tiger, and Phil.
Aren't they the next three on the list?
And they'd be the next three on the list, yeah.
Easy choice, right, for those three. And you'll get no arguments from anybody unless some writer wants to, just get clicks on saying Phil shouldn't be there.
Right.
I actually saw that on Twitter. I'm like, come on. I didn't even bother reading it. I'm like, give me a break.
And wasn't Tiger lamenting he didn't...
Finau, guys. I think it's Finau and Xander Schauffele had a nice round yesterday. No one's talking about Xander Schauffele because he really hasn't had a great stretch here. But I tell you what, if he gets hot, Xander Schauffele, somebody that could play his way onto the team. You know, there's this thought that they got to bring new blood in. And right now, you know, they don't have many rookies on the squad. So DeChambeau would help that out, and so would a Finau or a Schauffele.
That's right. Wasn't Tiger lamenting he didn't play last week because of the way the finals are working down?
No, what? Who didn't play last week?
Tiger didn't he not? Didn't he skip the first week of the playoffs?
He was saying Tiger was saying it might have been beneficial to do it because Rory skipped and he stayed up higher in the FedEx Cup standings where Tiger dropped from 20th.
I misunderstood. That's what he was saying. Yeah. Okay.
I'll tell you this too. You know, the Tiger had the late pro am nine, and then an early tee time, and you know, and you've seen this on TV, but seen it in person. You know, Tiger's 42 and coming off surgery. The guy's in great shape, but he conserves energy a lot out there, and I'm managing that. And when you look at, you know, he came in 25th. In FedEx Cup standings. You know, you have a great week here. You can assure yourself of making the Tour Championship if you get into the top 20. Usually, you know, you can do that. The top 30 play the Tour Championship. I mean, he'll play next week at Aronimink. He designed the golf course in Philly. So he's guaranteed to be in there. When you look at how this is going to be, and this is where you have to be in tremendous shape and, you know, take your rest when you can get it. But this tournament ends Monday. Now he's got to make the cut. Today, I mean, this is. I think he's got to shoot 68, 69. You know, he's got to be under par. I think to make the cut. Or the cut line could be right on even or one over where he's at. This golf course is playing tough. Conditions should be the same today as they were yesterday, with a 10 to 15 mile per hour breeze, which is tricky out there at TPC Boston. But anyways, this tournament ends on Monday. Tuesday, you know, is a travel day, or Monday night. Tuesday is a travel day. You know, you get the pro-am Wednesday, and Thursday you're there. It's really, you know, one continuous thing because of the Monday finish. You do get the week off for the Tour Championship, if you make the Tour Championship. And then after that, you head right over to France for the Ryder Cup. So it is compacted right now, and he's played a lot of golf. I think way more golf than anyone expected, probably including him.
Yeah. I always thought the scheduling... They always have that bye week in there somewhere, that it should always have been after this event because it's a Monday and it's also week one of the NFL. I feel like there's your perfect spot for the bye week. But, you know, I know they're fixing it for next year already, but, you know.
And a quick side note, by the way, Jeff Kitty, the PGA professional at Aronimink Golf Clubs from Western New York. Just threw that out.
Very nice.
Yeah. Awesome. I hear it's a hard course to get on, Jeff. Maybe that will help us.
There's our connection.
He's a good guy, too.
That's right. Kev, how about one quick thought on the leader, Rose? I know it's only one round in, but... he's a guy that we know is capable of being great, and he's got a Ryder Cup coming up in his future, too.
You know, Justin Rose, well, first of all, he's great. I mean, he's just an awesome guy. His caddy is great, Mark Fulcher. They're just a great combination together. It always seems like Rose plays better on difficult golf courses, doesn't it? I mean, no one picks him. And he just goes out and does what he needs to do. Now, he's had back issues over the years. And he was actually wearing some of that
KT tape.
Right? Yeah. I use duct tape when I'm out there. But he is that tape on his neck. And, you know, when things are good, he plays well. And I just think he's a fantastic player. Maybe one of the more underappreciated players, even though he's a major champion and an Olympic champion in this era of just fantastic golfers where it's so, so difficult to win any week on the PGA Tour. And Justin Rose is a guy that, you know, perhaps we don't talk about enough. I say we as in the golf world. And, you know, you look at next week, the last time a golf tournament was at Aronimink, he won. And that was the Quicken Loans a few years ago. So he's a guy to watch here in this playoffs. And so it's got Mark Leishman, who's playing with Tiger Woods. You know, Leish makes a lot of birdies. He won the BMW last year. He shot 3 under yesterday. There's a guy that doesn't get talked about a lot. Really good player. Hasn't won a major, but Mark Leishman's a really good player to watch.
Yep. Kev, before we let you go, I know that you probably want to give a quick little shout-out to all of our sponsors that make our show possible. We're on the air here for another year. You're, of course, a huge part of it. We have such a blast, the three of us, I think, doing this together. And I know that, obviously, it's not possible without all of our sponsorship.
No, it's not. I mean, there's so many people support the show. And, you know, I'll also say Entercom and WGR's commitment to the show also. I'll thank Alan Davis and everybody at Entercom for their commitment to it. And, of course, you know, the Western New York PGA, you know, our professionals out there seek their advice, golfers who are big supporters of the show, Custom Turf, which, by the way, Brian, did you stay up all night on your putting green?
I was telling Jeff we have a floodlight on the back patio. I had actually twisted it and turned it, so now it's on the putting green. We are out there, yeah.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Steve Beatty and staff, you know, I respond to folks on Twitter. If you're into golf, you know, that is something you got to, whether you want to indoors or outdoors. Jeff and I have systems indoors, and ours are both different. And you have that outdoor putting green. That is just fantastic. At Woods to Wedges, getting fit for your clubs, club repair. Their studio is awesome over there in Williamsville, so at the Dome. So I would definitely, you know, check that out. And, hey, you know, the 19th hole, Michelob Ultra has been a great supporter over the years. The folks that tried distributing the Michelob Ultra, we can't thank them enough, and we encourage you to enjoy Michelob Ultra responsibly. And then, you know, Encore Golf, the golf balls, and there's so many. You know, Donald Ross, which, by the way, did you see their new jacket they tweeted out for spring?
I saw the tweet. You said we're getting it. I'm ready.
I'm already working on Rob Stein. I'm like, that's
do they have athletic cut? Is what I'm asking.
For Jeff. Yeah. For Jeff, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, all the golf courses, including Glen Oak and our home clubs, Fox Valley and Tantara and Briarwood, and all the courses we visit over the year. I do want to say this. Make sure you follow us, T2G Buffalo. On Twitter at TTG Buffalo, on Facebook, the TD Green page. And, you know, we're going to have some podcasts here in the fall because our radio show might be done here, but at BuffaloSportsPage.com, there'll be TD Green podcasts up and there'll be more from us throughout the winter months. We need to do more for you, the golfers here in Western New York. We're not going away after our 21-week run here on the radio. We're going to do more for you guys, the golfers, and we look forward to you guys interacting with us.
That's right. And Absolute Care also as well. They sponsor our Champions Report, which we'll get to next segment. But as Kevin mentioned, you know, our presenting sponsors, if you enjoy our show, do good and support our presenting sponsorship, West New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Michelob Ultra, Custom Turf, and our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. They do a tremendous job keeping us on the air, and, you know, as Kevin said as well, WGR and Entercom Radio, we thank them. Kevin, thank you for all your work that you do on air with us and behind the scenes as well. Enjoy following Tiger today. I'll be listening, and we'll be teeing it up soon, hopefully.
Yes, we have our match that people follow on social media, our Michelob Ultra Challenge against our winner, Chris, and his partner, so... we pushed that to the fall, so we made sure you and I would play some ball golf, which is great.
That's right. Awesome. Thanks, Kev. Have fun today.
All right, guys. See you.
Talk to you soon. Kevin Sylvester there, of course, part of our Tee to Green team.
Team T2G.
You like it?
I like it. A lot of alliteration there.
That's right. That's right. Hey, before we go to break, Tony Romo, who I always look forward to, we're going to hear him, I think, the Bills... third game they've got Nance and Romo. But anyway, he's awesome doing color on the NFL games. But we know he's a good golfer. He's advanced to the next stage of web.com Q School qualifying. He actually was one shot out. He shot 72-72 in the two-round qualifying for the web.com. Pretty impressive,
yep.
Right? Not bad. He was tied for 37th, one position away from advancing. Romo thought he was out, but a late disqualification came in. Japan's Tomo Watanabe was disqualified, and that moved Romo into a tie for 36th, which got him in. So now he is moving on to the next stage of web.com Q School qualifying. He has to advance two more times to make the web.com tour for the 2019
season. Yeah, this is pre-qualifying because so many people want to play. They got to find out if you actually can play.
Correct.
Interesting side. He played with Austin Nowak, who used to be one of my juniors over at Lancaster Country Club, a local kid. And Austin had the same score as him after two. Just missed by a shot. Austin shot 73 yesterday and missed by a shot. So for the pre-qualifying. Yeah, but that was a cool story.
I recognize
he can
Austin
play
same.
A little bit. Yeah, he can play a little bit, Tony. I don't think he's going to make it all the way through. Let's put it that way. But pretty good to get through the pre-qualifying. Just doing that is pretty good.
Absolutely. Okay, time out here on Tee to Green. We'll get our Champions Tour report coming up, and we'll tell you who Jim Furyk should pick for the Ryder Cup when we come back.
Is his last name Midas?
He's on my list.
Okay.
I don't know. I'll let you know whether you make the cut or not. Back with more in a moment. Derek Kramer producing, PJ Pro Jeff Midas. I'm Brian Colziel. Tee to Green, our final show of the season, final segment coming up next. Champions Report time, brought to you by Absolute Care, the Shaw Charity Classic going on in Calgary, Alberta. I bet you it's
Calgary.
That's right.
Yes.
I went there this summer.
Yeah, that's right. You got the t-shirt on today.
I do. From Banff. It's beautiful. Have you ever gone to the Canadian Rockies?
I've been to the Americans, not the Canadians.
You should go.
Gorgeous.
All those blue, green lakes and... We walked to the Glacier Walk and everything. It's right up your alley because I know what you like. You like the hikes and the scenery and the...
Yeah, I like doing all that.
You should definitely
go. Dying to get out there.
That's right. Miguel Angel Jimenez and Kurt Triplett are tied for the lead. They shot 6-under-64s yesterday in this three-round event as they are sharing the lead. But, of course, we always update you on a couple of the other big names here as we go through on our Champions Tour report. Rochester's Jeff Sluman. Tied for 13th. He's 4 off the lead. He's minus 2.
Been playing well lately.
Yeah. Buffalo's Dudley Hart tied for 49th. He's plus 1. He shot a 71.
I'm surprised. I thought he'd come out of the box blazing as he got onto the senior tour, Dudley. But maybe it's just a little bit of an adjustment for him. Maybe his back's tight or something.
The guy that always seems to be around the leaderboard, Bernhard Langer, is 1 under par. And we mentioned Dudley, plus 1. And your buddy John Daly is not competing this week.
Weird. Yeah, well, and soon I'll be eligible for the senior category. I look forward to it. It's
What are you, about 10 years away?
Yeah, 10, 12. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, never mind.
That's right.
That's why I'm picking out my buddies who are already seniors and calling them large and stuff because...
I know, don't make fun of them.
Yeah.
They're playing good golf. You should say congratulations to your friends.
They are playing good golf. Yeah, Hecker birdied 4 of his last 6 to win the senior championship there. That's pretty good golf right there.
Absolutely.
Shooting 6 under for a couple days. Yep.
All right. We talked about it a little bit with Kevin. By the way, welcome back. Tee to Green. Final segment here on our final show of the season. Brian Colziel, PGA Pro, Jeff Midas. We talked with Kevin Sylvester, who's at TPC Boston, last segment about the Ryder Cup. So DeChambeau was on the outside looking in. We already know the 8 that are in. Koepka, DJ, Justin Thomas, Reed, Bubba Watson, Jordan Spieth, Fowler, and Webb Simpson. DeChambeau was the first guy out, but he wins last week. I know you and I...
Not fans.
We weren't fans of him. We didn't think he would be in, but I think he's in now because he won.
I think you got to pick him at this point. It would look pretty bad not to pick him. He's earned it. Maybe not the most popular guy to be around out there, but you're trying to win.
It's weird that they said him and Tiger seem to have hit it off, though.
Well,
they're both
different.
They're both scientists of the game in some sense.
Yes. Yeah, and
the mad scientist is Bryson. But you know, Tiger likes talking about, you know, kind of the analytics of the swing and the computers and the graph and the numbers and all.
Yeah, well,
I wonder if that pairing could work.
I wouldn't know. I know,
but you said anybody with Tiger works.
Yeah.
Even Phil now.
Yeah, maybe their buddies now. You know, they're all into the numbers, though. They all have TrackMan, flight scopes. They all know what their launch angles, their spin rates, their ball speeds, all that stuff. There's not a player out there that doesn't use the science to benefit them to some degree.
All right, so if we go with, and I agree with Kevin, I think Furyk on Tuesday will announce DeChambeau, Mickelson, and Woods. Mm-hmm. And I'm, you know, we've debated... Phil's golf season, and as of late, he had a good week last week, but he's 10th over a two-year period. Remember, these are two-year point totals, and he's done a lot with the task force and the previous teams, and I could argue both ways, I think, golf-wise, whether he deserves to or not to, but he's Phil Mickelson, and because of his career and because he's still 10th in the standings, he's going to be on the team.
Plus, I think he's good for most of the formats because he'll make a bogey or a double or whatever, but he makes a lot of birdies, and he can hit any shot, and he's probably a great partner to have because if you mess up, you feel like Phil's going to get you out of the woods pretty quickly.
Yeah. Absolutely. So I think those three will be the announcement on Tuesday. I'd be really surprised if it was anybody else.
I would, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a simple call, too.
Yeah. Okay, so I know that we don't have the luxury of seeing how the rest of this tournament plays out this week and the next two before Furyk makes his final pick, but if you had to, based solely upon what we know right now, and your choices are Schauffele, Kuchar, Kisner, Finau, Zach Johnson, anybody else there?
I think I go Finau or Zach Johnson right now. I kind of like Finau's game. You got to remember, this is alternate shot, and then there's match play, and so it's not just straight golf. You know, his partner's better ball. I feel like if I'm out there, Zach Johnson's pretty solid and pretty steady. I think Finau's going to be blasting it on the greens, and he's done well in the majors, and he's shown that he can handle up to the spotlight.
If any of these guys win between now and the Tour Championship, then they're probably in. But I think Finau would be a good pick. I like Kevin's point of there's a lot of returning players now that have played in these high pressure stakes. Why don't you slip in another first year guy that hasn't done it before, like Finau, get him into that mix because. The Mickelson and maybe Tiger, at least Phil, maybe the next,
And the first time you play in that, it's got to be, it's not like teeing off on the first tee in the final round of the U.S. Open. The whole world is watching. You're representing your country. There's a little, and you're playing for your teammates. It's always harder when you feel like you're going to let your teammate down versus just letting yourself down,
I loved hearing Poulter talk about it, too, who, we think he's got stone, he's got... He's
got the attitude.
Correct.
Yeah.
And he's and him and Lee Westwood, who's also been excellent in the Ryder Cup, and I remember hearing both of them say, he goes, you almost feel numb hitting that first shot. He's like, you almost feel like you close your eye. He goes, I don't remember anything from that first tee other than just the crowd and the...
Just going on autopilot, hopefully. Right. And that's where I think, I'm hesitant to pick real mechanical guys in a situation like this. It's not something where, with all that pressure on, that you would rely on your mechanic. You just go out there and play.
Right.
And just do the best you can. But
that's why Poulter, I think, thrives in an event like that.
Yeah, it's just... Yeah. I'm just trying to play. You're not thinking about anything, but I gotta get this ball in the hole somehow right now.
Right.
And they just find a way. But, if you're winning tournaments and you're 10th or 11th on the point, you're doing pretty good.
Yeah. The European team is strong, too. This is going to be an awesome Ryder Cup.
It should be.
And the U.S. hasn't won in Europe since the 90s.
Yeah.
We
struggle in this.
It's going to be super fun. And that's at the end of September. So you've got a couple of weeks of playoff golf and then the Ryder Cup, which will be great.
And the weather's always cool. It's autumnal when they play the Ryder Cup, too, which is cool.
That's right. Yeah. Hey, don't forget, I know that today's our last show, but we'll be continuing our discussion on our Tee to Green podcasts. Make sure you follow us all on Twitter, at BrianWGR, at MeetusPGA, at Kev Sylvester.
I before E.
That's right, yeah. I before E. And also at BuffaloSportsPage.com. And as Kevin said last segment, we want to thank all of our sponsors, especially our presenting sponsors, the Western New York PGA, Woods to Wedges, Michelob Ultra, Custom Turf, and our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tanterra, and Briarwood. And we thank you, the listener, for listening. Yeah. Derek Kramer has been producing all year, has done a phenomenal job. We said it last week, but Derek now in person. Thank you.
Best bumps in the biz.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
And I'd like to thank my staff at Glen Oak that I feel comfortable leaving every Saturday morning. They do a great job getting the golfers out and helping them enjoy their day. It's been a lot of fun this year, Brian. It's always fun. Yeah, it's kind of a melancholy, a little bittersweet right now. It's ending.
That's right. That's right. On to football season. I have a big fantasy draft tomorrow, so you're going to have to give me some insight as we walk out.
Yes, I'm quite
you're
bad
prepared.
At it lately.
Yes. Derek.
Thanks, Derek.
Thank you. What do we got coming up the rest of the day here? We got Inside High School Sports at 10, Sal at 11.
Sal at 11, and then...
UB football later tonight on ESPN 1520. I'm excited.
6 o'clock?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
UB Delaware State, the opener.
Are you going to the game, Derek?
Yeah.
I'm excited to see Tyree Jackson and Anthony Johnson put up a show.
Should be fun.
That's right. Everybody enjoy your Labor Day weekend. Thanks for listening all season long. Tee to Green right here on WGR.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.